Okay, so we're diving into American Primeval on Netflix today. It seems like everyone's talking about it. But you know us, we like to go a bit deeper. And today, we're looking specifically at how the show portrays Latter-day Saints, a group with a history that, let's face it, is often misunderstood, even stereotyped.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head there. I mean, the way a community is represented in media, it can have a real impact, especially when we're talking about beliefs and cultures that haven't always been treated fairly.
Exactly. And American Primeval, well, it throws us right into this tumultuous period of westward expansion in the 19th century, a time of immense change, tons of challenges. I mean, where do we even begin?
Well, it's a perfect setting, actually, because that era was absolutely pivotal in shaping the Latter-day Saints experience. But before we get too far into the show itself, a little background might be helpful.
Totally. I bet some listeners are like, wait a minute, who are these Latter-day Saints?
Right. It's a great question. Sometimes called Mormons. They trace their roots back to the early 1800s with Joseph Smith, and their faith centers on the Book of Mormon as a sacred text alongside the Bible.
So they're using both the Book of Mormon and the Bible.
Yeah. And here's where things get even more interesting. See, they believe in continued revelation, meaning they believe that God still communicates with prophets, even today.
Wow. So it's not just about interpreting these ancient texts, but about an ongoing relationship, an evolving one with the divine. I mean, that's pretty fascinating.
It really is.
Are there any other like key beliefs that kind of shape their day-to-day lives?
Oh, definitely. Huge emphasis on family and community, self-reliance, and healthy living, which brings us to the word of wisdom. Some folks just know it as the no coffee, no alcohol rule, but it's actually a lot deeper than that.
Oh, yeah. I've always been curious about that. I mean, it takes some serious dedication to follow those principles, especially back then. But we even see it play out in the show, right? With characters turning to herbal remedies and natural healing, even when things are really rough.
Right. It's about a holistic approach to well-being.
Yeah.
And speaking of rough times, the show definitely dives into the historical challenges the Latter-day Saints faced. Persecution, violence. It doesn't shy away from it.
And that ultimately led to their migration west, right, in search of religious freedom. But what I find really interesting is that the show goes beyond this simple us versus them narrative. It's not just heroes and villains, but real people, even within their faith. We see characters like Jacob wrestling with his faith, all the societal pressure, and then Sarah, this incredibly pragmatic woman who's also deeply faithful. They both represent different sides of the Latter-day Saint community, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Their struggles show us that there's this internal diversity and complexity within the community, which honestly pushes back against those one-dimensional stereotypes that we see so often.
Yeah.
And it's not just their individual journeys either, right? It's how the show uses their relationships with each other, with non-Mormon characters, to really emphasize that they're not this isolated group.
That's such an important point. It's so easy to fall into that trap of portraying religious groups as separate from the mainstream, but American Primeval weaves them into the very fabric of society. It feels way more authentic that way. But you know, it's a historical drama, so there's always that question lurking of accuracy. The show blends fact and fiction. So how much artistic liberty is too much, especially when depicting a historical religious group?
It's definitely sparked debate, On the one hand, the show tries to capture some big milestones, building these thriving communities, that epic migration west. But there's always a risk of oversimplifying things, too.
Yeah. So where do you think American Primeval might veer off from the historical record?
Well, for example, I think it might downplay the intense societal rejection they faced, or the conflict with authorities. It's always a good idea to approach historical dramas with a healthy dose of skepticism. And maybe do a little extra research on your own, too, which, hey, is why these deep dives are so important.
Couldn't agree more. It's all about that deeper understanding. Speaking of which, this show has definitely generated some buzz online, hasn't it? What are people saying about how American Primeval is portraying the Latter-day Saints?
It's been a real roller coaster. Some people are thrilled. They love that the show is humanizing Latter-day Saints, showing them as individuals, not just those tired old stereotypes.
It's like the show is saying, look, these are real people with complex beliefs and experiences just like you and me.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, but what about the flip side? What are some of the criticisms you've seen?
Well, some viewers, they feel like the show, even though it's trying, might still be perpetuating some misconceptions, maybe unintentionally. They worry that focusing on certain aspects, even for dramatic effect, could reinforce stereotypes that have been really harmful in the past.
It's a tough balance to strike, isn't it? Trying to tell a compelling story while being sensitive to the nuances of a community's lived experience.
Absolutely. And it really opens up this wider conversation about how media represents different groups and the power it has to shape public perception. It's so important to have these discussions, you know, to acknowledge that there are lots of different viewpoints, even within the Latter-day Saint community itself. Yeah, it's a tightrope walk for sure. Trying to find that balance between accuracy and entertainment, especially when we're talking about a group as diverse as the Latter-day Saints.
Right. It makes you really think about the choices they're making as storytellers. It would be so easy to just sensationalize certain aspects of their history, right? Like, just shout polygamy and call it a day.
Oh, absolutely. It would be a huge disservice, though. I mean, polygamy was practiced by some early Latter-day Saints, but you absolutely have to understand the context.
Right.
It was officially discontinued in 1890, and reducing their entire faith to just that one practice. That's lazy storytelling.
Totally. So how do you think American Primeval navigates that? Are they walking that line between exploration and exploitation?
I think they're making a genuine effort, you know, to be entertaining, but also respectful. There are definitely moments where they touch on sensitive topics, but they do it in a way that feels more like an exploration of historical practices rather than just going for shock value.
Yeah, I see what you mean. It's like they're juggling all these priorities, accuracy, character development, you know, thematic depth, all while trying to keep things engaging. Not an easy task. Yeah. Not at all. But I think it's a challenge worth taking on, you know?
Yeah.
Because these stories deserve to be told, and told in a way that honors their complexity. The Latter-day Saint story, I mean, it's woven into the fabric of the American story. It's about faith, resilience, community, migration, and the constant search for belonging, really.
It's interesting, isn't it, how that theme of searching for belonging, it resonates with so many people no matter what their background is. I mean, everyone at some point has felt like an outsider, trying to find their place.
Absolutely. We all crave that sense of connection, right? And American Primeval definitely taps into that.
Yeah.
But let's shift gears for a moment. We've talked about what people are saying online, but what about the bigger picture? Do you think the show can actually change how people see Latter-day Saints?
That's the million-dollar question, right? I mean, it's hard to measure something like that, but I do think, at the very least, it's gotten people talking. It's forcing viewers to confront those preconceived notions, those stereotypes, and maybe, just maybe, start to see Latter-day Saints in a new light.
Yeah. You know, I hope it encourages people to go beyond the show itself, to actually do some research, learn about their history, their beliefs, the culture. That would be a real win for understanding.
Wouldn't it be amazing if it reminded people that behind every stereotype, behind every label, there's an actual person with their own story to tell? I think we forget that sometimes. We're so quick to judge, to categorize.
Easy to do, right? But that's the power of storytelling, isn't it? Yeah. To connect us, to humanize, to remind us that we're all part of this shared human experience, even if we come from different places, hold different beliefs.
It's finding that common ground.
Exactly. So getting back to American Primeval, are there any specific scenes or moments that really stand out to you in terms of portraying the Latter-day Saints in a nuanced way?
You know, there's this scene where Jacob, the young man we talked about earlier, he's having a conversation with this non-Mormon settler. And it's not about converting each other, you know.
Yeah.
They're just sharing their beliefs, hopes, fears. And what really struck me was, you know, they're coming from completely different places, but there's this sense of mutual respect.
That's such a great example. It shows that you don't have to agree with someone to recognize their humanity. And that's such an important message, especially now when it's so easy to, you know, demonize anyone who's different.
Oh, absolutely. I also love that scene with Sarah, the pragmatic woman. She's working alongside these women from other faiths, you know, getting ready for a community celebration. They're laughing, sharing stories, supporting each other. Such a beautiful moment of unity. It really transcended those religious differences.
It really did. It's a powerful reminder that we can find common ground, right? Build bridges instead of walls.
He's like, we're all just trying to figure this thing out.
Exactly. Yeah. Life, I mean.
Life, yeah. And a little understanding and empathy can go a long way. Now, I'm curious, what do you think about how the show portrays other faiths? We see Catholicism, Native American spirituality, Judaism, all in the mix of westward expansion. Do you think they get the same depth of exploration as the Latter-day Saints?
That's a really interesting question. You know, it seems like the show really highlights the historical struggles that were specific to the Latter-day Saints during this period, while other faiths are sometimes depicted through a more modern lens.
It's like they're operating on different timelines, even within the same story. I wonder if that was intentional, you know? What message are they sending with that?
It could be a way of acknowledging the unique challenges that the Latter-day Saints faced during this time, the search for religious freedom, their migration west, building this community in the face of all that adversity. These are all such central themes to their story.
Right. It's about understanding their story in its proper context. But we also see these differences in how the show portrays community, right? The Latter-day Saints gatherings, they feel very distinct, a lot more close-knit than how other faiths are shown, which can sometimes feel more individualistic. What are your thoughts on that?
It's a good point. I think the show might be emphasizing the strong emphasis that Latter-day Saints place on community, on shared values. Their gatherings are about so much more than just religious practice. They strengthen social bonds, provide support, reinforce that sense of belonging.
Right. So it's almost like those gatherings are a microcosm of their broader community values, really emphasizing the importance of family togetherness.
Exactly. It could also be a subtle way for the show to challenge viewers' assumptions about what a religious community is. It's not just isolating or divisive. It can bring people together, create unity.
Yeah. But we can't forget the critics. American Primeval has definitely stirred up some debate. What are some of the main arguments, you know, on both sides?
Well, supporters of the show, they're arguing that it's a positive step forward in representation, that it's a genuine attempt to humanize Latter-day Saints, to move past those tired old tropes and show them as individuals with complex beliefs, experiences. They like that it shows the diversity within the community, too.
So instead of this one-size-fits-all view of Latter-day Saints, they're embracing the fact that there are lots of different perspectives within the community.
Exactly. And for many viewers, it feels a lot more authentic and nuanced than what we've seen in the past. But of course, there are also people who are more critical of the show's approach.
Right. What are some of the concerns they're raising?
Well, some people worry that even with good intentions, the show might still be, you know, unintentionally perpetuating certain misconceptions. They're concerned that focusing on specific aspects, even if it's just for dramatic effect, could end up reinforcing some harmful stereotypes.
It's a valid concern for sure. I mean, how do you find that balance between being entertaining and being accurate, especially when you're dealing with such sensitive historical and cultural nuances?
It's tough. And it's a good reminder that even when you try your best, media portrayals can have unintended consequences. Creators need to be aware of that and be willing to engage in a real conversation with the communities they're portraying.
I think it's so important to hear both sides, you know. There isn't always one right answer. And engaging with these different perspectives, well, that's what leads to understanding and empathy.
Absolutely. It's about recognizing how powerful storytelling can be. It can shape how we see the world, create understanding, or unfortunately, misunderstanding. It reminds us that we all need to engage with media critically, question our assumptions, and seek out those diverse voices.
And we're back for part three of our deep dive into American Primeval. It's been a wild ride, hasn't it? What's really sticking with you so far?
So much, honestly. I think that theme of faith as this incredible source of strength, of resilience, especially in the face of adversity, it keeps coming back to me. And American Primeval really leans into that, something we can all connect with, regardless of our own personal beliefs.
I totally agree. You know, everyone goes through tough times. And we find different ways of coping. For some people, it's faith. For others, maybe it's family or their community or just plain stubbornness. But that inner strength, that glimmer of hope, that's what gets us through, right?
Right. And for the Latter-day Saint community in the show, that strength, a lot of it comes from their faith, their community, those shared beliefs. It's almost like a woven tapestry of support holding them together.
That's a beautiful way to put it. And especially during a time like westward expansion, all that uncertainty and upheaval, I can see how that support system would be so essential. But the show doesn't shy away from conflict either, does it? We see those tensions play out, both within the community and with the outside world.
Not at all. And honestly, I think that's where American Primeval really shines. It forces us to look at those uncomfortable truths, those historical realities that so many shows just gloss over.
We're talking persecution, prejudice, even violence.
Exactly. And those are stories that need to be told.
Yeah.
You know, because they remind us that the fight for religious freedom, for tolerance, for acceptance, it's never really over. It's an ongoing struggle, even in a country that's supposed to value those things.
It's a sobering thought, but it's true. History is messy. It's complicated, often tragic even. But I have to believe we can learn from those mistakes. Grow,
evolve.
I'm with you there. And I think that's part of what American Primeval is trying to do. Spark those conversations, make us question what we think we know, and encourage us to, you know, actually think about how the past shapes our present.
Yeah. Because the past, it's not just some dusty old relic, right? It's a part of who we are as individuals, as a society. Okay, but let's get back to those characters for a minute. We've talked about Jacob and Sarah, but what about some of the other Latter-day Saint characters? Anyone that really stood out to you?
You know, I was fascinated by Elder Thomas, the community leader. Mm-hmm. He's presented as this deeply faithful man, but he's also grappling with some incredibly tough choices. Balancing the needs of his community with those external pressures, you can really feel the weight of that responsibility on him.
He's kind of stuck between those two worlds, isn't he? Trying to hold on to his beliefs while navigating this changing world.
Exactly. And it's something a lot of people of faith still struggle with today. Then you have Mary, the young woman who's questioning her place in the community.
Oh, yeah. She's not so sure about following the traditional path, is she? We see her pushing boundaries, exploring different options.
She embodies that younger generation, you know?
Right.
That desire for individual expression, even within a culture that really values conformity. It's a relatable conflict, don't you think?
Totally. That tension between what we want as individuals and what's expected of us, it's something we all wrestle with at some point.
It's universal, isn't it? And the show handles it with so much sensitivity.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into American Primeval, we want to hear from you, the listener. What are your thoughts? Has the show changed how you think about Latter-day Saints? Have you been inspired to learn more?
You know, dive into the history, the beliefs, the culture. Tell us about it. Connect with us on social media or leave a comment on our website.
And of course, check out American Primeval on Netflix. It's a great watch. But remember to engage with it critically. Keep that curious mind and that open heart.
And as always, folks, do your own research. Don't just take our word for it. Go out there, explore, discover, learn for yourself. That's what makes the world so fascinating.
And that's what the deep dive is all about. Helping you become informed, engaged, thoughtful citizens of the world. So until next time, keep diving deep, keep asking those questions, and keep those brain gears turning.
The world is full of stories just waiting to be discovered. Get out there and explore.